Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's the headline. The Dallas Cowboys could replace Dak Prescott with this upcoming star in 2025, and many fans should be happy. This is posted by Gridiron Heroics.
What stupid headline is that in reference to?
Well, in a way too early 2025 CBS mock draft.
Oh, okay.
A mock draft.
Way too early.
Way too early.
Yeah.
Chris Trapasso.
Yeah, I know Chris. Good guy.
You good guy? Who do you think he has? It's a quarterback.
Quinn Ewers.
Not Quinn Ewers.
Don't say Dylan Gabriel.
Not Dylan Gabriel. I don't think if I gave you, I don't think you would ever get this one.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's close to home.
Not Donovan Smith.
Donovan Smith.
In the first?
In the first. The 25th pick overall.
Oh, Chris. That's heartbreaking.
Lance is holding his face. Oh, Chris.
That's not...
I mean, well, no way. Is it impossible for Donovan Smith to have a big year this year? He's got the measurables.
No, body type wise.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see enough play that would warrant me to think that he's a first rounder.
Is this offense going to benefit
him? Did he come out of nowhere? I just don't see the football play that I need to see. Did Dana think he was a first rounder?
Dana,
actually, a lot of people did not think that.
Dana liked him.
A lot of people did not think Houston was going to hang on to him.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the league. You know, his dad is a coach for the Colts. Did you know that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, his dad is or maybe not personnel. I think he's a coach. I think his dad is a coach for the Colts. I don't know. He works for the Colts. And I talked to him at the game at Thanksgiving when we went to the Indianapolis game, and he just said, you know, we're keeping our options up. We're going to take a look at everything after Dana was let go. And because Dana was just let go right around there.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people thought that he was going to end up going into the portal. And so I was a little surprised he stuck around, which I think is great for Willie Fritz. We will see, though. I liked him at Texas Tech. I expected him to do more at University of Houston, so we'll see.
He didn't have Marcus Golden. 2,800 yards, 22 touchdowns, 13 interceptions.
Yeah, it's not. You know, no, it's not. He had Marcus Golden.
He was okay.
And now he doesn't have Marcus Golden, so we'll see. We'll see.
Matthew.
Matthew, not Marcus. Marcus hates me.
Why is Marcus Golden?
Because he didn't like my scouting report. He's the first NFL guy that I was made aware of by my dad, who was on the staff. Said, boy, you know who doesn't like you is Marcus Golden.
Yeah.
I said, really? He goes, yeah. He came up and asked me if you were my son, and I said, yeah. He goes, tell him that he was wrong on the scouting report, and I keep it with me because I'm going to always remember what he said. He says, boy, he's – and I was talking to him about it.
He turned into a star, so you were wrong.
He was – well, star strong.
Star is a strong phrase. Do you see – have you seen this story about Justin Jefferson?
Jay Jettis?
Yeah.
Is it a bad one?
Well, he's turned down over $30 million a year.
Oh, no. Yeah, I have seen that.
He wants $40
million. Yep.
A year.
He does, and he won't get it.
He won't
No, these
get
guys
it.
Want these guys want quarterback money.
Yeah. Though.
You can't have quarterback.
No. You're not a quarterback. You'll I don't know traded. If you heard. You're a
Guess receiver. What? Devontae Adams got traded. Tyreek got traded. A.J. Brown got traded. You will get traded. If you go too high on the chart, they'll just see if somebody else is willing to pay you.
Yeah. And not 40. I mean, who's going to pay 40? Who can you? How can you pay 40? You know, and it's funny. It'll be interesting to see whether or not they're like, you know, he's not at OTAs, obviously, because he's not. He wants to get paid. But, you know, I think he could still have a good year with J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
The reports out of Minnesota about J.J., unlike Drake May in New England, the reports are pretty positive about what J.J.'s doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Now, J.J. could use him, right?
Right.
I mean, he really could use – everybody could use a Justin Jefferson on their team and to help him out, especially a rookie.
Maybe Justin Jefferson just wants out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say pay me 40. You're not going to pay me. You'll trade me. I just want out. Get me out of here.
There is that possibility.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Right.
I know an NFL team that looked into trading for him right before the draft, and they couldn't. The Minnesota Vikings weren't. Yeah. There was talk about draft
let him
picks
go
and all this. The Vikings weren't interested in trading him at all. They had no interest.
You cannot get pennies on the dollar for Justin Jefferson. You got to get
no.
It better be a huge deal.
No, you got to have a Justin Jefferson. But the longer you wait, the tougher it gets. But there's already you know, the Tyreek Hill deal is already out there that you can work off of that Miami gave. So Devontae Adams, there's precedent for this, so they can work off of that. I know teams started digging around more than I know two different teams that made inquiries about trading for Justin Jefferson in this year's draft or this year rather and trading picks. Because they think he's going to be available because of the money. They think that he is available. And I don't know if there's been conversations or if they've made it be known that they're willing to listen, Minnesota. But at some point, I think Kevin O'Connell will just say, look, we can go find a Nico Collins for this offense. Nico Collins is going to be the guy that people point to and say, there it is. I mean, the Green Bay Packers have done it forever. If your offense is good enough or your quarterback's good enough, you don't have to have the most expensive guys.
No.
You can go get the next guys up. This is the new model is going to be drafting wide receivers, paying them for 5 years, getting one year out of the, you know, out of the franchise tag and then moving them. Because it's harder to do it as a quarterback. It's much harder to do that for quarterbacks because it's just such a difficult position to hit on. You can hit on wide receivers, and they don't even have to come in the first round.
Yep.
So I think teams are going to start to get away from the model of, look, if you're willing to take 20-some-odd million or whatever, we're willing to play ball. But if you're trying to get quarterback money, we just can't do this.
A report out of San Francisco says that the 49ers might cut Elijah Mitchell.
Okay.
Any interest in him replacing Damian?
I mean, I take him in a heartbeat. Juwan Jordan, I don't think that highly of him from Louisville. I just think he's the guy they drafted. Now, obviously, Bobby Sloak knows that offense. And he knows
Elijah Mitchell.
And he knows the offense, meaning Juwan Jordan is the guy they targeted. But Elijah Mitchell, if he's healthy, is a better option than Juwan Jordan. So, I don't know. That would be intriguing if you got enough money to add him. I would add him. You get a little 1-2 working, but with Joe Mixon and Elijah Mitchell in this offense, if something happens with Joe, you know Elijah can handle. Well, yeah. I say that, but he's had injuries, but he can. You know, he knows the offense. He knows the run scheme. Yeah,
he knows him. Nico knows him. I mean, it'll be telling to see whether or not what they think of Elijah Mitchell if he gets out there on the street and they don't go after him. But
it ain't gonna be. I mean, he's not gonna make a lot of money. That's the other thing is he's gonna be like a $2.5 million player.
He would create $100 million in cap space.
What do you mean?
For San Francisco.
What do you mean create $100 million?
Well, they would save $100 million. I mean $100 million. A million.
Oh.
A million in cap space. Not $100 million. A million in cap space for San Francisco. I don't know that that's worth it.
I feel like
it.
He's dealt with a lot of injuries, though. He's only 26 right now, but, man, I swear that he has not played in as many games as you think. I feel like he's been injured a lot. Let's see his stats.
He had 1,100 yards, scrimmage
yards. Played 11 games in 21, played 5 games in 22, played 11 games in 23. That's a lot of missed time. He had 207 carries in 21, 45 carries in 22, 75 carries last year. His average per run last year went down to 3.7. Well,
let's not forget, too, he got 75 carries. So he's also sharing the backfield with Christian McCaffrey.
But he averaged 3.7 yards per carry. What did McCaffrey average?
A lot.
Behind the same offensive line.
Yeah, no.
That's
he's
a concern.
Not Christian McCaffrey.
No.
That's why he's not on the field.
Well, as a receiver, he's had 28 catches in 3 games. Like, when I look at the stats, he ain't going to get much.
No, but they were there for his rookie year.
He'll get like $1.5 million.
Both those guys were there for his rookie year when he had 1,100 yards.
I would take a look at him. Yeah. I'm just telling you, he doesn't stay healthy. Yeah.
Right.
He doesn't stay healthy, but I would consider him if he wants to take, close to veteran. No, health is not overrated. Okay. Ask the Astros pitching staff. Health is not overrated.
Time to talk about. What about joining the club, Lance? You want to join the club?
Join the club. I joined the club. I went on there, and I've been a longtime user of Texas Star Grill Shop. Texas Star Grill Shop, phenomenal. The rubs that they have are absolutely outstanding. I don't think enough is talked about. I've got my meat thermometer there to make a great piece of meat, a great piece of chicken, to get it juicy and moist every single time. You just need that internal thermometer so you can make sure that you've got the internal temp the way it's supposed to be. But here's something that's really cool. You can ask people who work in there. My man Gus over there off at 59 near Shepherd and Greenbrier is amazing at making sure that you know which one of the rubs is perfect for you, which one, how to cook things. They've got great Weber gas grills. They have now the one that's really red hot is the cooktop, the griddle top, because people are making their own smash burgers. They're making their own bacon and eggs outside, chicken sandwiches, cheese steaks. There's so much that you can make on a griddle top, and it's rust-free. If you get the right one, ask them about the Weber. It is rust-free. It's not going to rust, and the cleanup is really simple. You're just talking about water. You're cleaning up with water. You just get it really hot. You put water on it. You're good to go. Pizza ovens, the Traeger grills with the wood pellets. So many different ways to take your outdoor barbecuing to the next level. And they've got it all at Texas Star Grill Shop. Join the club. You get special pricing that no one else has access to. It's on the website, 975. It's 975grills.com. That's 975grills.com.
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
So the show before us, which is more interesting now than I've ever thought it was, the show before us had an argument about what last night's Celtics-Pacers game meant for the Pacers. Evan, the guy, said, oh, it's done now. It's over. Because that's a game that you should have won.
Yep.
Now you have to beat them 5 times because you should have won last night.
You had to steal that one.
You feel that way? Or do you feel the other two, Canty and Michelle, were like, no, I saw that team can compete against Boston. I feel good about
that way also.
Huh?
I feel that way also.
You would be terrible for that show. You can't take both sides.
You can't take.
You got to pick a side.
Yeah, what?
But I feel
either it's over, the series is over, or you feel good about.
Let's see how the next game goes. I'll make a decision.
You can survive on that show. The 21 turnovers by the Pacers are a problem, and you saw a couple of them when they had the lead. They're up 3 less than 30 seconds ago with possession twice and didn't get a shot up or get fouled because of their turnovers. I think Boston, particularly without Porzingis, is gettable, particularly if you're healthy. We haven't seen that. Their opponents haven't been healthy throughout these playoffs. The Pacers play a style of basketball that'll give Boston trouble. And you saw Boston kind of wilt until the Pacers wilted even more in that fourth quarter. I think the Pacers have a shot because of the way they play. And we've seen them. They're down 2-0 to the Knicks. Now, the Knicks were hurt. Didn't matter. They found a way to come back. I don't think they'll be bothered by it other than they're going to be pissed. And if you thought the Celtics were going to win anyway, I think he should be more concerned that this Pacers team can play with him. Coming off...
Well, this Pacers team is pretty good.
And a day of rest after winning a game seven, they go into Boston.
On paper, there's enough for them to be more than competitive. I mean, you look at all the talent that they have. Siakam makes a big difference to go with Halliburton. But is Halliburton as good as Jason Tatum right now?
No. Jason Tatum's a better defender.
Okay, well, yeah, total game. But in terms of impact on the offensive end?
I think there are times where Jason Tatum floats and leans on his talent more than the process. He'll take that sidestep, step-back jumper far too often, considering his abilities. I think Halliburton hasn't been through the wars, basketball wars, that Jason Tatum has. This is his first playoff run. So it's hard for me to give him the edge when Tatum, despite the jokes you can lay at his feet because of some of the crumbling, he's been through this. We saw Halliburton struggle late, turn the ball over, and then particularly they're up by three with the ball in the front court. He just dribbles the ball out of bounds. Drew Holiday gives him some pressure, and he just loses the ball. I think once he gets through this, we can have the conversation. But I think Tatum's better for now.
Do you think that the series is over now?
No, because Boston will always have the fatal flaw of not executing when it's close, late. And like I said, if not for the Pacers doing them a favor, they lose that game at home in a game where everything was going their way, considering the Pacers had a short lead up to it after the game seven. I think Boston wins this series, but I don't think that particular game means it's over.
Maybe six games, but that was a crucial.
That game probably would have made it a seven-game series.
Yeah.
But maybe now it ends in six. Who knows? But I think the Pacers have a shot because they'll continue to score, and the question will be, will Boston be able to execute late, particularly if the Pacers can keep it close? So I'm not surprised by how that game went.
Carlisle said he was to blame. I wholeheartedly agree.
Well, college,
why are you letting him take that shot in the corner? You're up three,
foul. He doesn't foul.
Well, foul then.
This is the stupid thing that NBA coaches, they're so worried about four-point plays. I mean, you get the early foul on guys. Get the early foul, wrap them up.
Well, because of how they treated it defensively, Siakam was in a bad position. He's recovering and then thinking about fouling. Can I foul him as he's about to elevate? Guard the three-point line. Why is anyone standing inside the arc?
Let him have the
left. I know. It's,
right.
It's never amazing. See anyone stand where the defenders would be on the line.
You should have force five everything guys inside. On the circle.
Why do we never see that? If you start a guy down at the three-point, down inside the paint as you think he's going to be a screener or come off the screen, who cares?
Give him the layup.
Don't guard him. Hey, I'm going to be over here. We're basically going to zone up and play a 5-0 zone. I'm not guarding you down there to run off a screen. And I'm not going to do it.
It was about eight.
No one does that
eight
ever.
8 seconds left. The Celtics had no timeouts. So if you give up a layup, now obviously you have to make your free throws, but even still they have to rush it up the court and hit a game winner, even if you only make one out of two, or have to rush for a layup that's high. Let them take the layup. Yeah. Let them. And then inbound the ball, forcing the foul.
Let me ask you this, though. How much time?
I think it was about 8 point something.
8 point something is way too much to just give up a 1 second two.
You can guard if there's someone standing inside the paint, you can guard that person. But if they're all outside the paint and searching for a three, and then if someone cuts the basket, okay. But I'm not letting you pick me off on a screen because I'm going under it.
Yeah, I think 8 seconds.
It's a lot of time, sure.
That's too
long. But there are ways you can avoid the scenario where you have your big man recovering because he got picked off, and now he's not sure if he can foul because at any point Brown may elevate, and he almost fouled him anyway. It could have been a 4-point play just because of the situation he was in.
Yeah. That's one that they're going to.
They're going to regret it. They win that game. There's some real fear in Boston, and there's a shot that they could go win a game six at home and in this thing. Now, in all likelihood, if they're going to win it, it's probably going to be in seven in Boston.
Yeah. Yep. A lot of people comment on the Lance McCullers. A guy named Lance tend to get injured often. That is true.
And Lance doesn't like people being mad at him, too. Our Lance as well.
Did John get that jogger arrested yesterday, or was she hot? And it was really neither. I didn't really do either. I mean, she was jogging on our golf course.
You're not going to like a runner's body.
No.
They're going to be more slender and kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't have that Lizzo.
I don't not,
that Lizzo.
Lizzo.
You think that's what John
that's
likes?
A compliment. It's called a Lizzo.
No, it's not, no one calls it
that's
that.
That's not a compliment.
It's not a thing, the okay. Lizzo.
That's not a compliment.
And it isn't a compliment.
It's never a compliment to be called a Lizzo.
In fact, you should try that, Lance. The next woman you want to impress, you know, you got that Lizzo
you
got, body.
Yeah, you
and see how
Lizzo.
It works for you.
Why don't you tell her that?
You
hey,
got
girl.
That Lizzo?
Hey, girl, you got that Lizzo body.
Yeah.
What that Lizzo body do?
Yeah, I like that. You got that Lizzo body. That'll go well for you.
See how that works out. 828. Maybe if you have a couple too many Maestro de Bells, you will.
Yeah, Maestro. Well, Maestro de Bell doesn't be responsible for that. As a matter of fact, Maestro de Bell is a tequila that is, it's classy. Look, let me just tell you something. You want to class up your liquor shelf. You've got that tequila that burns your throat as soon as you're taking shots and you're pre-gaming. Man, that's not who you are. You want to be, you got to up your game now. Okay. You got to up your game to become a gentleman now. You got to be able to have a little savoir faire, a little flair. Why don't you grab yourself some Maestro de Bell? Maestro de Bell is a top shelf tequila at a very reasonable price. You're getting a tequila that is distilled in a way that is going to add so many different elements to the flavor profile. And there's a variety of tequilas to choose from. You know, I always talk about the Reposado. I always talk about the Añejo, the Cristalino, which they invented that category. No lie. Maestro de Bell invented the category of Cristalino. However, the silver and the smoke silver are terrific for margaritas. If you love making margaritas on the rocks or frozen, of course, the silver is great. But the Humito, which is the smoke silver, it is awesome. Has a nice smoky, and I like a little smoky cocktail, and that's what they have ready for you as well with the Humito. Wherever fine liquors are sold, you should find Maestro de Bell. But if there's something in particular you're looking for, ask your liquor store, ask your restaurant if they can start carrying Maestro de Bell and really experience the difference in flavor with Maestro de Bell.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Dell, how happy are you that Florida might get its comeuppance? Jaden Rashada, who was going to go to University of Miami,
yes,
had a $9 million deal with John Ruiz.
$9.5 million
deal with John Ruiz at Miami. Was flipped by Billy Napier and Florida for a $13.85 million contract over 4 years. And Napier reneged on it. And so Jaden Rashada hired our guy, Rusty Harden, and is suing for that money.
Yeah,
how about this? This is our first NIL lawsuit against a coach.
He wound up at Arizona State. Now he's at Georgia. He'll back up Carson Beck for a year. And there's a quote in one of the stories that he talked to Kirby Smart, and Kirby Smart gave him his blessing to sue the Florida Gators coach. Imagine that. Yeah. Kirby Smart's like, hey, you want to tell the world that Florida doesn't follow through on their promises when they're recruiting players? Go right ahead. I appreciate that.
That's an arch rival.
Yeah, please do.
Please sue him.
Yeah, so the story is, and the bigger part, well, beyond the embarrassment of being sued by a player you thought was going to be your next star quarterback, is that Billy Napier, according to the lawsuit, was completely locked in and tied in to the NIL stuff, which he's not supposed to be. So we all know what the deal is, but this is the first time we have, at least in writing, that a coach was operating alongside the booster to make sure the player signed the deal.
It's actually kind of a big deal, this story, for a few different reasons. But Jaden Rashada, I think, is going to go down. We'll see how talented he is, but he's going to go down as one of those cautionary tales, is my prediction. I know somebody who has dealt with some of his – I'm sure I'll get a text here in a second. But let's face it. He was committed to Miami, and supposedly in the lawsuit, he was going to get $9.5 million. The article I read, $9.5 million from Miami. Then Florida came with a $13 million offer, which is insane.
Oh, 14.
Yeah. And then he left there because they weren't coming up with his money. He went to Arizona State. He was there at Arizona State for a year. He got part of the NIL deal from John. They were going to keep him out of the NIL deal, Arizona State was, and then he got part of the deal with John Daspit and his NIL deal he did with them. Then he left there and went to Georgia. Like, we're talking about, this is his third team already in his second year of football. He looks like just a true NIL baby, meaning that's just the most important thing to him is what the bag's going to look like. And I don't know that you can really truly trust those players all the time. There's going to be a lot that are going to be really, really talented, but you know, you always worry a little bit about if it's in, they had to pay his dad a certain amount of money, $1 million. I read that in that payment never came in. And you're right, Billy, there's two things. A team getting sued for going back on an NIL promise, which is going to require contracts. What we're going to have to start doing is having ironclad contracts where players can't leave. If they unionize, players are going to get stuck at universities for longer because that's the only way you can do it. You can't have a one-way contract. They're not going to collectively bargain that. Well,
okay, so the question is, why did he leave Florida?
He wasn't getting his money.
No, he left because
they never paid him.
They didn't pay up on the promises.
They didn't. That's the only reason.
So they went back, according to him, on the deal they signed.
Yeah.
He was promised money he didn't get.
He was promised money. Napier's in the middle of it. And he just left because they weren't paying up. They weren't giving him his money.
They left him.
He's absolutely right. He should win this.
What he's saying is true and the contracts are there, he probably will.
Yep.
And Florida will be known as someone who doesn't pay up. And Billy Napier will be known as someone who committed a clear recruiting violation, which generally gets you fired. And the thing is, the Gators probably would like to fire him with cause because of how things have gone. And they've got a brutal schedule, so it's probably not going to get any better depending on Graham Mertz to play quarterback.
They got the toughest schedule in the country.
Yeah. So this was a make-it-or-break-it year for him anyway. And, well, if we're going to start this early – it's not even summer. We're going to start spring with this news. He's in some trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you aren't supposed to. Now, the coaches, a lot of coaches really are involved.
That's kind of ridiculous. And I think they're going to change that rule. The coaches are actually going to be running.
I think that's such a bad idea simply because it puts them in a line of lawsuits.
Bad idea. The reality of it, every coach is running it. The reality of it is every coach is running it, telling how much each kid should get paid.
This is just Premier League.
Yeah.
Right? The manager in Premier Leagues are running. They're basically GMs. They run the whole thing. That's basically what we're talking about here is players are going to be able to bounce from team to team every single year. The quicker they put transfer fees in there for teams that lose players, the better.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes it more fair.
And part of Rashada's issue is, at least the lawsuit claims, that Napier along with the booster were in on this scheme and they knew they weren't ever going to give him his money. But they did it just to convince him to sign.
How stupid are you? Can't promise a kid
Do you actually believe that, though, John? I know that's what they're accusing them of. It's so stupid that I don't believe that it's accurate.
Where'd your money go if you can't pay
I'm interested to see what the other side of the story is.
Well, sure, we'll
get
it.
Did he not do something he was supposed to do for them to, like, did they get concerned that he was going to take the money and go? Would he not agree to a deal? Because they wanted a $1 million upfront payment.
Well, they did agree to the deal. And that's why he committed and signed.
He wanted a $1 million deal up front for his dad or whatever. And I know a lot of these NIL deals are, it vests, basically. Like, you get paid monthly. That's their way. And then you get a payment on the back end to make sure you can't transfer. That's the only way they can do it without creating contracts that say you have to stay here because there's a question about enforceability. Because the real concern is what we see with agents. For example, this happens a lot with agents. They sign a guy, they give them money, which is illegal too, and then the guy just leaves and goes to the next agent and starts collecting money from them. And I'm talking about pro, you know, guys who are going to be pro prospects. The big concern now for universities is you can't give players money up front or they'll just take it and then they'll transfer.
Yeah.
Well, and you have no recourse.
It wasn't necessarily a friend because he had already signed the deal. He was already part of the program. He signed his now NLI as opposed to NIL deal. He was locked in, signing today, I'm a Gator. And then once the payments didn't come after he was locked in, he said, I'm out because
if that's the case,
Billy Napier should catch it. He should catch it.
Yeah, he probably will.
If you promised that kid that money,
but do we
and
know?
You, and you made him flip,
Hold on. Do we know when it was actually promised, though? Right. He may have wanted it earlier than Florida was able to give it to him. So I'm just saying there's two sides of these stories where it didn't mean he wasn't going to get paid. Remember, he left before he even played a game over there. He wasn't even on the roster. He left that fast.
They let him out of his NIL in the summer.
A lot of them aren't going to pay you until you're committed.
Well, he is committed. He signed. He was going to be on the team until they didn't pay him. But
you can't transfer portal out?
I guess you could, but then they have their own protections. But
what are their protections? That's what I'm asking.
Well, he was locked in to be a Gator. He on signing day, he signed. I'm a Gator. And then I guess once the money didn't show up after he was locked in, he goes, you broke your promise to me. When I fulfilled mine, I'm out.
And I think that's going to be the question is what was the actual promise? Did Florida say, no, we told you get your money, but it doesn't start until August? Or it doesn't start until we get it from the boosters? That's a lot of money, and the boosters don't give it until this amount of time. Like, I just think there's going to be more than one way of looking at it. The most important thing is this is the first lawsuit against a booster and a coach. And as Dell mentioned, and this is a bigger thing than a lot of people will admit to, the head coach getting tied directly to this is a direct violation of NIL and should be punishable by some form of game suspensions.
I know you have to, but it's standard operating procedure.
But it can't be. Then you need to make it standard, or you gotta say these are the rules. You're a guy that breaks rules on the traffic with traffic lights.
Yes, I do.
You're a chronic rule breaker. Well, we can't listen to you on this.
Well, listen, if everybody is doing it, then you know what? Then we're going to do it. That's exactly the point. No, you're going to stop me from driving 70 when everybody on the highway is driving 70?
No, the stoplight.
Okay.
Not everyone drives through stoplights.
Everyone is doing this. Everyone is driving 70 in then college
make
football.
Then make it legal.
Well, that's the point.
You got to change the law then. If that's not the law, if the law is you're breaking the law, punish them and punish other coaches who do it. If you want to get control, we can't say it's out of control and they're going to get upset about making rules that try to enforce control. It's got to be one or the other. Like, do you want NIL? NIL should be under some control.
Yeah.
They really do need to get it under some control.
I mean, here's a rule,
and you don't want them to enforce it.
Everyone knows what's going on in it. Everyone knows.
Then enforce it. You did that against Adidas, the Adidas guys. Remember that? The shoe deals from, you saw the documentary on that, the Adidas deals, the guys who went to prison. I can tell you it scared some people. Everyone was doing it then, too. Sometimes you got to start enforcing rules if you want to get back to having.
Go to jail.
I didn't say go to jail. But exactly a two-game suspension? Said.
Yeah.
I don't think a two-game suspension's out of line.
Oh, they'll probably get it, too. They probably will.
Yeah.
844 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I talk about this. Maintenance. I talk about how you have to be preventive. Talk about, you know, with your plumbing, you got to do that. With your air conditioners, you got to do that. How about your roof? When was the last time you took a look at your roof? You've got to do this, especially after this storm, okay? If you have any issues from the storm, first of all, Brinkman is here for you. These guys that are going to come and knock on your door, Brinkman, they get more work fixing the work that those guys do than they do get regular business. It's unbelievable how these guys that are knocking on your door will screw your roof up, okay? So go with a company that has been around for 50 years, reputable company that's got quality in their name. BrinkmanQuality.com. BrinkmanN quality.com. See for yourself that you want to make sure that this is that you have to do this, people. If you haven't looked at your roof in years, you need to look at your roof, because when hail comes or there's wind damage, the insurance companies aren't going to pay you because you haven't done anything. You have to do this. 281-480-7663. 281-480-7663 or BrinkmanQuality.com. Tell Jason that you heard it right here. Get your roof done. And if you had roof damage, make sure these guys are the ones that are going to come and fix it. BrinkmanQuality.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. You trust Kelly Eco?
Yeah, implicitly.
Kelly Eco says that the Rockets have been monitoring Donovan Mitchell's situation for months, and they could try to package the number three pick in the NBA draft with other assets to put together an offer.
I tell y'all, dab.
You think what you're saying was...
Oh, the haters can stop hating.
Wait, it's so insightful. He originated that
No one could have come up with that trade proposal.
Yeah, I guess y'all should have before I got
I believe on Nopia Mates we did, so maybe I should
guess
be
should have.
Except it's embarrassing, so I won't.
Because you can't just draft the third pick of the draft. There's too many players on the roster. They're fighting for playing time. Package it. Go get Donovan Mitchell. Now, I didn't love the fact that I went back and looked at Mitchell's injury history and like, ew, this isn't great. You can say goodbye to him playing 66 games or more. Because that almost never happens.
The Athletic's Jovan Buha says that...
It's not a real name.
It is
a real person.
That... Donovan would be the preferred guy in a trade with the Lakers ahead of Trae Young or DeJounte Murray.
No one cares about the Lakers. The Lakers are a dead organization and franchise.
Yeah.
Let's just be real about this. Everyone tries to insult them
a little bit. You got a little out of order.
Everyone tries to dig up the Lakers every year like, well, what about the Lakers? Is this where Kyrie's going this year? DeJounte Murray? The Lakers. The Lakers are has-beens. They're losers. They're nobodies. Hmm. The Rockets are the team on the come-up. This is where everyone wants to be. They don't want to be with...
What?
Broke down Anthony Davis, and LeBron's just looking to play with his son. You are not a serious person if you're trying to get to the Lakers.
Where would you rank the Rockets?
If you want people in your videos... dancing, if you want other players all in your videos dancing and singing, then go to the Lakers. But if you want to go with some real G's, you come to the Houston Rockets.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I'd rather have Puffy dancing and singing than what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where would you rank the Rockets in the Western Conference pecking order
now? Honestly, I never thought about that, but this entire time, Shug was right. Suge Knight was right.
About Puff, apparently. Yeah.
Producers all up in your videos dancing. Where would I rank the Rockets in the hierarchy?
Yes.
Top six.
Top six.
Wait, okay. Western Conference.
All right. Dallas, Minnesota, Denver, Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City and Rockets are like same to me. The big difference is they were 1 and Rockets were 11.
Yeah, that's a giant difference.
But I don't feel like there's a huge... Now, they have Shea, but I don't feel like there's a huge difference in talent on the teams. Yeah. Do you?
I would look at the teams and say
honestly, do you feel like there's a huge difference?
One was the 1 seed and one was the
11. I understand that. Look at their roster and tell me if you think there's a huge difference
Shea's
in talent.
Shea's better than anybody on the Rockets.
Right. Shea is better than anybody.
Jalen Williams is better than any perimeter player the Rockets have.
Who?
Jalen Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. And Lou Dort. Big deal.
No. Well,
he's a defender. Fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, we've got guys like that, too.
But they were the 1 seed. I don't know how you're comparing them like equal.
No, I'm saying the rosters aren't that. I don't think those teams are that far apart, honestly. They weren't the year before.
The Rockets were awful. But
Oklahoma City the year before wasn't that great.
They're in the play-in, and Chet was hurt. So they added Chet.
They're the play-in.
Yeah, but one of their stars was hurt.
Wasn't even there all year.
How'd Tari Eason do this year for us?
Wow.
Was he hurt a lot? Do you think Tari Eason's one of the three best players on the team?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And Chet's one of the three best players for this team.
Is he a Chet Holmgren-type talent?
Better. No. Chet's just tall.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to look at points per minute?
Are the Rockets better than the Grizzlies when healthy?
I feel pretty safe in saying that the Rockets, with a good offseason this offseason, are going to be inside the top 7 teams in the Western Conference.
I believe that.
I don't think it's much of a stretch.
So they're about Pelicans level then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Pelicans.
But if you look at the, but there's not much of a difference between like 5 and 6 in the West and number 1 either.
I think we saw in the playoffs that kind of is.
Well, I think Oklahoma City is not, but look at Oklahoma City. How good are they?
Who was 6? The Suns, and I got swept.
Dallas is struggling to be a playoff team just about every year, except this year. They have talent, and they don't ever.
Well, the Kyrie thing's only been the last year and a half.
Listen, the Rockets could be the 7th seed this year, but they can't be the 3. They won't be the 3.
With Donovan Mitchell, I don't know that that's
accurate. Oh, well,
accurate.
That's a different story. He's not on the team.
But when but all he has to do is think about if he goes to the team, what does that become? The Houston Rockets are not as far off as people think.
Until Jalen loses this inconsistency, they're not.
I'm moving him. That's why I'm moving him, because I agree with you. Until he does, and I don't think he's going to, so I'm moving him.
Donovan Mitchell to this team, they're still behind the Wolves, the Nuggets,
okay,
and at a minimum of Thunder.
No, not the Lakers.
And Dallas.
Not the Lakers.
Dallas.
What?
This is the first year Dallas has come up.
This is the second time they're in the Western Conference Finals in 3 years.
Dallas is in 2 years ago?
Yes. Yeah.
How they luck into that?
Well, they beat the hell out of the Suns. That's how they lucked into that.
The Suns.
See?
Kevin Durant wasting away on a roster.
You know what you are.
Yeah.
Listen,
the West is tough. The Rockets could make a big step, but a big step would be 6 or 7 seed. That would be a big step.
Did the Texans make a big step in an even worse organization?
Yeah, they made a big. They took.
Yeah, they won the AFC South on the last day.
They did. Dell. They got to the playoffs and they had the Ravens beat.
If they had made that field goal,
yeah.
Yes. If football was only a 30-minute game, they had the Ravens beat. Yes,
they would have won
in 5-degree weather.
It wasn't 5 degrees.
Do you guys agree with this? First team all defensive team: Rudy Gobert,
yes;
Victor Wembanyama,
yes;
Bam Adebayo,
yes;
Anthony Davis.
It's just all bigs.
And Herb Jones.
Four bigs and Herb.
Yeah.
Herb's in it every year.
Positionless now.
Sorry. Nope. You got to make the tough decision. Sorry. No. You get two bigs and that's it.
No, that's out. You don't have to. No, it's positionless now. You don't have to.
I know, but you should.
Why? Pick the five best players.
I want to know who the best wing defenders are. Who's the best on-ball point guard?
Second team, Alex Caruso, Drew Holiday, Jaden McDaniels, Jalen Suggs, Derek White.
So
no
all
bigs.
All guards.
Yeah. Apparently, the bigs are the best defenders in basketball. We put them on the first team and then throw Herb on there because he's a freak.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. If you're going to pick a major league first team.
You go
team,
by positions.
First team. You can't put all center fielders there. I mean, you got to put people at their positions.
Why?
I want to.
That's how Gold Glove works.
Because
the Gold Glove works.
Yeah, but the best players, the best defenders in basketball, they've decided we're not going to use. Oh, you play guard, so you have to get a
hold
spot.
Hold on. What's easier to do, Dell? Defend a shot down low, block a shot or rebound, is what you're getting credit for, or defend faster players on the perimeter and move more. Moves more, bigs or smalls?
Well, they've decided that they want to take a less simplistic approach than what you just said. They say, hey, when you're hedging or when we want two on the ball, can you defend a guy?
That's fine if you're doing that.
They do all that stuff. Now,
yeah,
that matters. Rudy Gobert's different. You know, you mentioned Bam Adebayo. He's a guy who can defend on the perimeter. We know. Oh, okay. Herb Jones is another, but he's about a six. He's a good defender. What are you doing? Anthony Davis, for all his flaws, he played a lot of games this year.
He actually played this year.
Yeah, he's a guy who can he can't defend smalls all the time, but he has that versatility. The only one who would fall into the category of just being around the rim is Rudy.
And yeah, but Rudy, I don't love the fact that what do you think they get credit for?
Wembanyama will defend.
What do you think they get credit? I want to know who can keep. To me, a much harder thing is keeping a fast guy in front of you, being able to stay in front of a man. I think that's much more. You know, Fred VanVleet, did he get consideration since he is a steal machine?
No, because steals aren't.
Why are steals so 2.5 block shots are a big deal, but getting all those steals is not a big deal after a turnover.
I think they go into more than just counting stats. At least that's what they'll tell you.
Yeah,
it's not. Then why is it all big stats?
All right, hey, we've got
because they're more impactful according to them.
Yeah, those are the best defenders. So
Dell's such a company man.
He is.
Company man. I don't work for the NBA.
Yeah, but you like what the NBA is doing is actually really great.
Ever notice? Oh, I love Cal. I love Hannah. Yeah, they're the best.
I love
the
Cal?
NBA. They do everything right.
Lance wants to wear a shirt with Cal's dopey mustache on it.
I like it.
Well, that's actually
I like
him.
That. I want that one. Everybody should have one of those.
Oh, I'm a company man. He actually works for the NFL.
I want this.
Yeah, he does. Oh, well, okay.
I want this Hannah
breaking
picture.
News from his league on the other side.
Oh.
Breaking news from his league on the other side. But first, Allstate.
Allstate insurance. Not Allstate. It's not insurance. Allstate Windows and Siding is who I'm talking about. But although they will work with Allstate Insurance, I'm sure, and other insurance companies, if you had damage to your house, if you had damage to the wood on your home or the vinyl siding, if you had damage to windows, which a lot of people had, now is a great time to call Allstate Windows and Siding, because why don't you get, you know, you're going to get an insurance claim. Have Allstate Windows come out there and redo all your windows. Double pane, double strength windows with windows that were made in Texas. They're not cheap, cheaply built windows. They're windows that are built for our weather, which is heavy rain, hail, strong winds. They're built to withstand hurricane strength winds in many cases if you want to get that level of window. So they're built for our weather. They'll work with your insurance company to get that done for you. They can get complete siding jobs done, complete window replacements. If you just need, you know, you just want to get the back of your home or the front of your home. But keep this in mind, your energy bills, they can save up to 40% on your energy bills. That has been studied and determined, and that's actual facts. But not only that, you keep the cool inside your home. You also keep the noise and the dust outside your home. It beautifies your home, so the curb appeal is that much better. You've got to take a look at AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, this is the absolute worst time of year to be dealing with joint pain. You can't do anything outdoors. All the stuff you love to do, the hiking, the jogging, the playing on the beach. Listen, don't go through the summer missing out on life. Call QC Kinetics now and find out how they can use biologics from your own body to give you new life in those aching joints. QC Kinetics regenerative medicine protocols can restore and repair that damaged tissue with no surgery, no steroids, no drugs, no downtime. This is the future of medicine. Tens of thousands of QC Kinetics patients around the country are living their best life this year because they made the phone call. QC Kinetics medical professionals are under the direction of Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, who is an orthopedic surgeon who became a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. He knew there had to be a better way, and he helped to create it. Call QC Kinetics today or go online for your free consultation. Revolutionary treatments for joint pain today. Go to QCKinetics.com. That's QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadok Jewelers. KFNC at KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.